A prison in Siberia has been home to Mikhail Khodorkovsky since late 2003. He used to be Russia's richest man, and now he may be its most famous political prisoner. Can you remind us, you know, sort of at least officially, why he was convicted in 2005?
Well, this is a big story about Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. In the 1990s, a whole new category of businessman rose up out of nowhere. There's a massive privatization, a sell-off of state assets. Mikhail Khodorkovsky was one of the guys who got rich by privatizing state assets, and he became the richest man in Russia. He had billions of dollars. He controlled 2% of the world's oil. His Yukos oil company was built out of different pieces of the Russian state that had been sold off to him at, of course, very advantageous prices. He paid way under market, almost fire sale prices. This was, of course, incredibly controversial. This category of oligarchs, as they were called, they ruled not only the Russian economy, but also Russian politics under Boris Yeltsin. They rose to the heights of power inside the Kremlin.